Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson for that old school jungle, Ragga Elements zone, where the groove is everything and the stab isn't just a sound, it's a piece of rhythm. Today you're going to ghost a Hoover stab using groove pool tricks. The idea is simple, but the effect is deep. You'll have a main Hoover stab that punches, and then you'll build a quieter shadow layer that you barely notice as a separate part, but when you mute it, the whole track suddenly feels flatter. That's the you feel it more than you hear it magic. We'll use three big tools in Live 12, groove pool for macro feel, like swing and velocity behavior, a ghost layer for extra offbeats and pressure, and track delay for micro placement, like pushing or dragging by a few milliseconds. Set the vibe first. Put your tempo somewhere around 165 to 175 BPM. If you want the classic rolling jungle pocket, aim at 170. Then get a break going. Aim in. Think. Apache doesn't matter, but pick something that already feels like a breakbeat, not a straight drum machine loop. This is important, because groove pool is best when it's borrowing feel from something that already has the right attitude. Now let's build the Hoover stab main layer. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. We're keeping it stock and nasty. On oscillator 1, choose a saw style wave. Turn on unison, somewhere between 4 and 8 voices, and attune it around 10 to 20. Oscillator 2, also sawish, but detune it slightly differently so it's wider and meaner. Add a low pass filter. LP24 is great, and if you want that classic bite, try MS2 or just a clean model. Put cutoff somewhere around 1 to 4kHz depending on how bright you want it. Then drive the filter a bit, like 2 to 6dB. Now shape it like a stab, not a pad. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to throw the sound into the groove and get out of the way. After Waveatable, add a saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. If you want width, add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. Jungle stabs need to punch in mono. If the width is too fancy, it'll smear the pocket. Now write your main pattern. Keep it minimal. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. A classic starting point is a hit right on the downbeat at 1.1. Then one more hit later, like around 1.3.3 or maybe 1.4, depending on what your break is doing. On bar 2, add a little variation, maybe around 2.2.2 or 2.3. The mindset here is impact plus space. Especially in rag-oriented drum and bass, you want room for vocal chops, toasts, callouts, whatever. If you fill every 16th note, you're not leaving any air for the culture. Okay. Now we're going to steal the groove from the break. Click your break clip. In clip view, look for groove and hit extract groove. Then open groove pool. In live, that's command or control, alt, G. You'll see a new groove appear, named after the clip. Something like amen something. That groove is your timing fingerprint. It's the micro latats, the tiny pushes, the little inaccuracies that make jungle feel like jungle. Apply that groove to your main Hoover clip by dragging it onto the clip. Then in groove pool, set the main fairly conservative, timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity, maybe 0 to 10%. Random, keep it tiny, like 0 to 5. The main should be stable. It's the anchor. And here's a workflow tip. Don't commit yet. Keep it live. You want to be able to tweak it while you arrange. Committing too early is like printing a mix before you've written the hook. Now we build the ghost layer. This is the actual technique. Duplicate the Hoover track. Command or Control D. Rename the original Hoover main and the duplicate Hoover ghost. We're doing two tracks because it gives you control in the mix. You can filter, duck, narrow stereo and do all the subtle stuff without compromising the punch of the main. On the ghost track, insert autofilter. Set it to LP12. Cut off somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.2 kHz. Dart around 700 Hz. Keep resonance low. The ghost shouldn't be bright, it should be mid-dirt. Then add utility. Pull the gain down hard, like minus 10 to minus 20 dB. Also narrow the width, somewhere from 0 to 60%. Honestly, if you want true discipline, set it to 0% and keep the ghost mono. Let the main earn the width. Optionally add a touch of saturator after that, but keep it tiny, like 1 to 3 dB. This is not for loudness, it's for audibility at low volume. Now the MIDI. Copy the main notes into the ghost clip, but you're going to add extra offbeats. Think of these like little nudges. Classic spots are just before or after your main hits. Try notes near 1.2.4, 1.3.2, 1.4.4 little 16th note skanks. and shorten the note lengths. Watch your note offs. If ghost notes overlap, they turn into mini sustains and your groove gets smeared. Here's the rule. If you hear it like a separate riff, it's too much. Ghosts are pressure, not melody. Now for the groove pull trick that makes this feel like old sampler sequencing. Put the same extracted break groove on the ghost clip too, but push it way harder. Timing can go from 35 up to 70%. Velocity, 15 to 35. Random, 5 to 15, depending how chaotic you want it. This is where the chopped, slightly unstable, sequenced on an MPC at 3 a.m. vibe starts happening. But don't just crank timing forever. Groove pool is macro feel. Track delay is micro placement. That's the coach note that saves hours. So go to the track delay on the Hoover Ghost track. Nudge it late by plus 5 to plus 20 milliseconds, or early by minus 5 to minus 12. Late ghosts feel heavier, like they're dragging behind the break. Early ghosts feel urgent, skanking forward, and this is an ear decision. Loop your break and stabs, and listen for where the snare cracks. If your ghost is fighting the snare, it's probably too early or too bright. If your ghost feels like it's pulling the groove forward without stepping on the snare, you're in the pocket. Next, lock it into the mix so it doesn't muddy your drums. Add a compressor on the ghost track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drums group or your break bus as the sidechain input. Start with ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140, depending on tempo. Then set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the snare hits. This is the difference between cool ghost texture and why did my snare lose its crack. If you want it even more chopped, add a gate after the compressor and sidechain it from the drums as well. You can make the ghost blink in and out around the break. Super old school tape headed to energy. Now, a quick advance check. Groove bass. Some extracted grooves interpret differently at 1/16 versus 1/8. In groove pool, try switching bass between 1/16 and 1/8 and listen. For stabs, sometimes 1/8 gives you that skank without making everything feel like it's late and sloppy. Also, manage grooves globally. Instead of one groove setting for everything, duplicate the groove in groove pool and create variants. One for main, like Amen Main 15. One for ghost, like Amen Ghost 55. Maybe one for fills, like Amen Fills 70. Same feel language, different intensities. That's how you keep a track cohesive while still evolving. Now do the most important test, /be the ghost layer at matched loudness. Mute the ghost. Listen. Unmute the ghost, but don't let the master jump in volume and trick you. If you only like it when it's louder, you're judging level, not groove. Adjust utility gain so the peak level is roughly consistent when you toggle. What you're listening for is, does the loop roll forward more? Do the stabs dance with the break instead of sitting on top of it? Arrangement, rag-friendly style. Here's an easy 32-bar logic you can steal. Bars 1 to 8. Drums and bass. No stabs. Let the groove establish. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the main stab only, simple pattern. Bars 17 to 24, bring in the ghost quietly, maybe occasional extra hits. Bars 25 to 32, call and response. For a few bars, main and ghost together. Then drop the main and keep ghosts only under a vocal toast or FX. That ghost-only moment creates tension and makes the main feel huge when it comes back. Now a couple pro-level variations if you want extra motion. Try push-pull ghosting. Make two ghost lanes. Ghost is early, like minus 6 milliseconds, and a moderate groove timing, maybe 40 to 55. Ghost B is late, plus 10 milliseconds, with timing 55 to 70. Keep both super quiet. You're creating a tug of war motion without adding a new hook, or use MIDI probability on ghost notes only. Set some ghost hits to trigger a 35 to 70% chance. With groove applied, you get controlled chaos that still feels sequenced, not random. And if your ghost disappears when you turn it down, don't just raise the fader. Do a pre-emphasis trick. Add EQ before saturation. Boost around 900 Hz to 1.8 kHz a little. Saturate lightly, then cut that same area after. You create harmonics that stay audible even at low level, without making the ghost bright. Mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load a break. Extract groove, make a Hoover, and write a 2-bar main pattern with only 2 to 4 hits. Duplicate to ghost. Add 3 to 6 extra offbeat notes total across the 2 bars, not per bar. Filter the ghost to around 700 Hz with LP12. Utility gain down about minus 14 dB. Groove settings. Main timing 15%. Ghost timing 55%. Random 10%. Track delay on ghost. Plus 12 milliseconds. Then a /B. ghost off versus on. If it doesn't roll more, adjust track delay first, then groove timing, before you start rewriting notes. When you're done, bounce an 8-bar loop and label two versions, loop main and loop main plus ghost. Recap so it sticks. Main stab is stable and punchy. Ghost stab is quieter, tilted, narrow, and more swung. You extracted groove from a reedal break so the timing is authentic. The core trick is different groove intensity plus a few milliseconds of track delay. And you kept the mix clean with filtering, utility gain, and sidechain ducking. If you tell me which break you're using and whether your drums feel like they're rushing ahead or sitting behind the grid, I can suggest a tight track delay range in milliseconds and a couple ghost pickup placements that almost always work for that pocket.